Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, we made it to the new year and we are live and alive right here from wherever we are. Today's music, mellow music, featuring, of course, Mr. Lee Alston. We have made it to a new year, and I'm going to be playing Happy Tune in the background because I am so happy to be here, being able to open my eyes as Lee and I just prayed a second ago, and we were able to give thanks to God for allowing us to see another day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks to all of you for joining us this Friday evening, January the 7th, a new year, 2022. Don't forget to write that on your checks, if you still write checks. And for joining us with Gullah Soul Music, as we have entered the new year in the vault with multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, composer, Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas. Yes! And my name is Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaïsaku Designs, and I can be found on Instagram, on Telemam, Telesur, Telethis, and Telethat. and I can be found on Facebook under Anaïs Valcour, AnaïsValcour. And we are here broadcasting to you worldwide. Of course, we are worldwide. And thank you, Jesus, for another day. So continue hitting that follow, subscribe button, or go directly to n1m.com/Lee Alston, where his profile, y'all, yes, we made it. We made it. We made it to 500,000 views. Over 500,000 views now. 500,014, I think, as of earlier today. And if you want to give a quick shout-out, you can call into the show at 516-418-5857. And let your friends know, you know, hey, Jimmy Jam, Johnny Joe, call into the show, 516-418-5857, and just give a love shout-out to Lee. And if you know someone in another country, you know, call them up and say, hey, tell them what's going on Friday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern, because it is mellow music with Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music. So we want to thank you, thank you, thank you. And he can be reached at leealston1970.la@gmail.com. Yes, sir. We are glad you all have joined us, and we are ready for this wonderful show. Let's get started today.
Yes, y'all. Hey. This is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip-hop, soul music. I say it's on the strength right now.
Yeah.
This is Gullah Soul Music.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course we want to welcome none other than Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music and his lovely wife, Miss Angie Alston. Happy Friday to the both of you, and Happy New Year to those who I have not embraced with a Happy New Year. And you know what? Mr. Lee is now a member of the ISSA. And for those of you who don't know what ISSA is, it is the International Singer and Songwriters Association. Amen, amen, and man.
Thank y'all. I want to thank everybody worldwide, numbermusic.com, LinkedIn, wherever y'all follow me at, you know, wherever y'all find the awesome Gullah Soul Music. For those putting me on other platforms by you sharing and all that, I really appreciate it. Yeah, that was a big deal for me on this week. As a matter of fact, last week, becoming a member of the ISSA, you know, which will open up other avenues for me other contacts and networking possibilities and everything with that. And then all the fan base on themovies.com. You know, for helping me to reach that goal of finally 500,000, over 500,000, 400,000 plays. So I just want to thank y'all for making it happen. I thank y'all for the emails out there. I see that some of the emails, a lot of people don't see what's actually what I'm seeing on NoMoreMusic.com, but I'm seeing the comments, the emails to NoMoreMusic.com to me, how you all are sharing, even some of the other criteria I have on NoMoreMusic.com. So I just want to thank y'all for adding me to your playlist and also sharing your playlist with Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music with your friends, family. You know, I really appreciate that, man. So, remember, the year is what you make, so I know everybody says that's what people say. But, realistically, I've always been a realist, and I've never been one into a lot of cliches and everything. As people that know me personally, it's just, it's what you make it. Every day is what you make it.
That's right.
Coming from where I come from, coming from nothing, to where God has placed me to at now, but you can't work from year to year. I do this daily. You have a business out there that you're trying to really, you don't have to be in the music business. I mean, whatever you feel like you're doing right now, man, be constructive every day with it. I work a full-time job before day. I come home, and music business is what I do, and I put an hour on it. And so it's, the year, the day, the month, whatever that is, it's what you make it. So, as people say Happy New Year and sad and depressed, what I'm saying? So you can change that. You have the power within you. Have God, helping you, you can change that. I'm saying, people listen too much to what they say. They say, the holiday season is the depressing time of the year. That's a lie. It is a lie. It ain't never been depressing. I take every day as it is. Don't get caught up in cliches, man. I mean, to each his own, but this is Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music, and I got to tell you the truth because that's what I do every day. I don't let calendar dates or whatever dates determine my attitude. You know what I'm saying? So don't get caught up in cliches.
Come on.
The holiday season is gone, so what y'all going to do now? That's the biggest question. Y'all listening, the holiday season's over with. All the tinsel and everything else and the blah, blah, blah is gone. Now what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Come on.
See what I'm saying? That's why people start relying on calendar dates to make you have a positive attitude about yourself. You don't need to wait till Thanksgiving on the calendar next November to start reaching out to your family and you start missing people and everything else. No, man, that's every day. You got family members.
Yeah.
Every day, man.
Come on.
Give folks a call. Do something. Y'all got to get out I'm on a calendar date. This is what that, and because on the calendar it says that. Everything we're supposed to do comes from the Bible anyway. That's what you need to be gravitating toward. Start looking at
the
calendar. Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we don't get the show started, but I believe God is asking his direction because people, we have to get our minds kingdom-minded, spiritually connected to know the real wisdom of God for real, how we can operate in this world, you understand, and move. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all you ain't worried about your mother till Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? You ain't worried about your father till Father's Day. You ain't worried about nobody else till that day. And the rest of the year, ain't nobody saying nothing to nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
And if God said the word, the children, honor your mother and your father. I don't care if you're a grown person, you got kids and grandchildren. As long as your mother and father still here, honor them. Y'all have to wait till a calendar date in order to go bring some flowers. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to wait till no Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day ain't a real holiday anyway. You know what I'm saying? And so, I give this woman love every day. I don't have to wait on that time today to tell me what I need to do. See what I'm saying? Y'all listening to me, man, I got to speak the truth because, God will hold me accountable anyway if I don't. And that's why I don't get caught up in you know, in denominational stuff or philosophy mm-hmm. stuff, whatever's in that Bible, that's what I know about. So, you know, mm-hmm. so we need to be encouraged today, you know, to receive the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? I've learned this. However the truth comes, I've learned to embrace that. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to a young man mm-hmm. tonight that caught me when I was getting out of my car tonight, and he was sharing some things with me about his life, you know. And so it's like, you know, people know and they realize that these holiday seasons on calendars and all this stuff does not make you change. That has to come mm-hmm. again mm-hmm. with the help of God, and he even acknowledged that. I was talking with this young man tonight before I came on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody listening, you know, worldwide, whatever, you know, wherever y'all at, like I say, man, all the time, I'm all up in here in your atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Not with your song.
Yeah.
I got to speak from my heart to tell you the truth. To tell you
mm-hmm.
the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we need is in the Word of God. Not on a calendar, but not what they say on television. Not in these movies. It's supposed to be caught up in these movies and try to, a movie, and you try to, you know, relate that to your life situation. Those are people acting. They get paid to act. And you get caught mm-hmm. up in that. You're looking at your situation. You don't know what they're dealing with in their real home life. But you got to go to the Word of God and get caught up in that instead of getting caught up in everything else that's going on in this
world.
Especially if it's not anything that's going to help you grow spiritually. That's why I'm here, man, to see you grow spiritually, to see all of us grow spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, I just want to thank y'all for what you do. For your encouraging words, playlist, everything else, and y'all vibing with y'all some other soul music. So, yeah, man, so we got a lot of good music for y'all tonight. And
yes, we do.
You know, don't you respond to the show, man. You know, it's very positive and uplifting. So this is what we do. And so y'all just come along for the ride. Come on in the circle and join in his praise for you tonight. Yeah, man.
Yes. Nice. Thank you for that opening invocation is what I'm going to say. But thank you for invoking those wonderful words. Would you like to say anything, Ms. Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Happy New Year to you.
Yes. Thank you. Happy New Year to you and everyone out there. I'm just excited
man.
To be a part of this program. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited.
Yes.
And my husband, honey, you doing it. I'm proud of you.
He's doing it. Yes. Yes. We on the coattails, and he's doing the darn thing. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I was doing my little chores today, and had my little playlist going, and found myself, you know, moving, trying to move
man.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you. Well, we are going to get started with a new tune, and it's called The Color of Music. And it's, it's on fire. Fire on every side. So let's stay on fire
mm-hmm.
with this song.
Yeah,
and then the next song is it's a collab, and it's called I'm on Fire. So we're going to be on fire either for God, for ourselves, for everything. But we're going to have us a good time tonight. We're not going to miss people. So
we're ready here.
Get ready right now. So let's listen to The Color of Music. Come on now, y'all. Let's get ready. Let's go. Hey, here we go.
You know, we all colored people.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
But somehow, man, we got to find a way
mm-hmm.
to make this thing better. That's work.
Come on.
That's some strength. No matter what color you are, you're my brother. Yeah, you're my sister.
On the black inside.
Feel me on this one. Just love one another, man.
Give me fire on the white inside.
Yeah, you my brother. You're my sister too, man. That's real.
Give me fire on the brown inside.
Give me power
yeah.
on the side that's brown. Yeah, you my
Come
brothers.
On.
You're my
Give
sisters.
Give me fire on the black inside.
We're all colored people, man. Let's open up our eyes. Let's open up our minds and see this thing. Love. We need more love in the hearts of the people, man.
Give me fire on the brown inside.
We need more love in the hearts of man. And that's real.
Give me five on the black inside.
You know, we search all over, man, all over. Trying to find that peace, trying
give
to find that joy.
Yeah. On the white inside.
One thing I've learned, man, that once you receive the love of God in
give
you,
give me five on the brown inside.
Man, you got to love, man, you got to love. Ain't no doubt about it.
Give me five,
man,
on
you
the black inside.
Receive the joy of the Lord, man, in your life. Man, I'm telling you.
Give me five on
the
white
about
inside.
About a good feeling. Oh, yeah, man. So let's get back to loving again. Come on, y'all.
Give me five on the brown inside.
Give me five
the brown
on the side.
Yeah.
That's brown. Yeah, that's how we do it. You're my brother.
Give me five on the black inside.
Yeah. My sisters, my brothers. Yeah.
Give me five on the white inside.
Yeah, man. You're my brother. You're my sister, too. Yeah, man.
Give me five on the brown inside.
Man, we got to love one another. Once we begin to love one another,
give me five on the black inside.
And all this negativity, man, and all this stuff that's going on right now, we can kill that noise, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Give me five on the white inside.
We're all colored people, man.
Yeah.
We got to find a way, man, to love
give
one another.
Give me five on the brown inside.
That's right. Give me pow on the side that's brown. Yeah.
Give me five on the black inside.
Yeah. My brothers, my sisters, we got the love, man.
Give me five on the white inside.
We can improve the whole condition of this world, man, but we've got to love for real, man. Not just say it, but we got
give
to show action on that.
Yeah.
Man.
Give me five on the black inside.
Yeah. Yes.
Give me
fire. Come on now. The color of music.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A new tune.
Yeah.
That's a new one for
yeah,
the new
got,
year.
That's my direction for right down. You know, and you know, so it's like a you know, we need to all, man, we need to all get past this.
Just come together.
Stereotypes. We need to get past all this other foolishness, man.
Mm-hmm.
And love one another like brothers and sisters, like God expects us to do. You know, like he commands
that's right,
us to
that's
do,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like he instructs us to
mm-hmm.
do. Yeah, that's the whole
mm-hmm.
particular song right here, man. So it's like, you know, you give me five on the black hand side. I give you five on the white hand side. You give me five on the brown hand side. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how
right,
we
gotta
do it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, y'all, let's just get back to loving again, man, and you know, and show that the love of God, man, and to our fellow man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the whole human race. You know what I'm saying? And so, that's what we gotta do. And I believe we do that for real. And everything else around here be a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? So, but
that's
you got to
a whole lot better.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about it, and I know this has been talking
about
for generations, even before I was here, before, you know, a lot of us was here, thousands of years, folks been talking about it. You know, but, you know, talking and doing is two different things. It sounds good talking about it, yeah. But you know what? It makes a difference when you can act upon that and actually, you know, act with love and show love for real, man. So that's why
right.
the color of music, man, is basically, you know, every color in that spectrum of hues, man. They all have continuity. You know, they all have continuity, man. You know, green and yellow makes blue, and black and white makes gray. You know, all these colors, man, they know how to act. They know how to gel with one another. You know what I'm saying? To make colors do what they're supposed to do. That's the same, you know, it's a metaphor, of course. So, yeah, y'all, let's just, you know, let's embrace each other, man, as brothers and sisters in the Lord for real, man. And just love one another. Show.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
There you go. Just that right there. Yes, 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 mm-hmm. yes. You know, he has his music, like, he has a song for everything. So there's nothing under the sun, basically, that God has not blessed him with to give us a song to encourage ourselves with and just to uplift everybody here. So the color of music, is it encompasses everybody, not leaving nobody out. You see music
right.
in color.
Right.
You see people in color. Mm-hmm. But it all makes sense. It all comes together. So God has not left out anybody or anything. So that's the color
right.
of music. I heard
right.
that today. It's like, yeah, we got to play that one today. That's the first one for the new year. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this next one is I'm on Fire, and it's a collab with Blue Boy Entertainment. And when I heard this last year, I was like, okay, there's nothing that Lee can't do. I mean, he could be blind and be doing
that's
something.
Right.
So anybody, you could be black, blue, green, silver, purple. Lee could work with you. If you could be, you know, if you can't sing, he's going to make you sing. He's going to help you sing.
Yeah. You know, this long as,
but he's got some collabs. Yeah.
As long as you have the right mm-hmm. attitude. You know,
right.
that's the main thing in this business. You know,
mm-hmm.
if,
mm-hmm.
you know, I learned mm-hmm. a long time ago, man, that no matter how good you are, if you want that you don't know how to be humble,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a big one right there. If you don't know how to be humble and be honest with yourself and where you are and what you do. So I had to be schooled, you know, because I thought I
right.
had it together years and years and years ago. If I got to where I am now,
mm-hmm.
I had to have somebody tell me the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I learned to take corrective criticism, I can work with anybody. But there's some attributes
right.
that, you know, I don't tell nobody to do nothing that I don't do. You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn to keep my mouth shut and listen,
mm-hmm.
you know, which a lot
mm-hmm.
of people, that's hard to do, you know, when you don't think you're a
mm-hmm.
superstar. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
I
right,
learned
right.
to be humble, even in my rise and my celebrity and all that. I'm still humble. People that
mm-hmm.
know me personally, they can tell you. If you can see me every day, they around me every day, they can tell me that. Yeah, I'm humble like that, man. I don't broadcast and blah blah blah. I just do
nope.
the awesome color soul music. That's it. So it's I can work with anybody. The color is not even an issue. It's the attributes,
mm-hmm.
and it's your
right,
mindset.
Right, right.
Which will determine whether I'm going to work with you or not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If, right, right. That's right. If you have the will to work, and you will work. And don't be playing. Don't come there playing, because he'd probably send you out the room if you come in there playing.
Mm-hmm.
He will send you out there coming.
Yeah,
so, but I'm going to play I'm on Fire by Blue Boy. You can probably ask his wife, honey, we ain't playing. I may love you, but we ain't playing today. We down to business, so.
That's right.
I mean, you know, why are you going to waste somebody's, if you are true to your craft and you want to really do what you want to do, you're not going to play, and you're not going to waste somebody's time.
Right.
So don't be up there,
mm-hmm.
sit up there trying to, you know, play with somebody else's time. Well, you know, I thought, no, boo-boo, you came in there for a reason. You asked him to do something for a reason,
right.
So don't be playing, because time is money,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have time to waste, and we don't have money to waste. So if you're going to get in there, if you're going to call him, email him at leealston1970.la@gmail.com, you better become correct, because he's not playing.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm just trying to tell you. Even
mm-hmm.
his son
y'all
is going to tell you, you got to follow him here.
When I go to limmovies.com and see my stats, and see what I'm doing, and go to LinkedIn, and you see other things that I have up there. And then when you call, and you see some of the artists that I'm working with, that I'm producing,
right.
and I'm doing co-production work with, that right there, you know, speaks volumes. So it's like, you know, like I said, I can work with anybody. It don't matter who you are, whatever, man. This long as we are like-minded in what we're doing.
Right. That's
key right
there.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That right there, you know, like you say, and you can get so much done, more done, you know,
and
you can learn so much more, but you got to taboo. But let's play the song. You hear some of the collabs he's done, because I got this, and then after this, I have a little snippet from The Real Banks. intro snippet. So let's hear I'm on Fire by Blue Boy Entertainment VIP. Yes, sir.
Blue Boy Entertainment.
So what which ones did you do?
I added it needed to be filled in with bass, and it needed to be talked work on it to help kind of fill it all in.
Blend it out?
Cool. Yeah, to blend it out. So, yeah, so it took me a minute to wrap my head around it, but after I kind of listened to it for a little bit, I kind of found a groove for it. So I emailed it back to him. And Vamp, that's his name, Darren Johnson. He's the CEO of Blue Boy Entertainment in Atlanta. And I emailed it to him, man, and they were like, man, they were excited about it. So I sent him my tracks and everything, of course, emailed all that to him. And he completed the song on their end and, you know, emailed it back to me, man, with the completed version of what I did on there. So, yeah, man, so... that was actually a very, very exciting track to do, man. Something different, you know what I'm saying?
And, it was.
It feels
nice.
Cool if you embrace my Gullah Soul style, you know what I'm saying? And when people tell me, just do what you do, you know what I'm saying? That's what I love, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they hear my sound, they follow the music, all these musicals I have published, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, people listen to what I do, from hip-hop artists, R&B artists, gospel artists, country and west, it doesn't matter. People, a lot of people from different genres listen to what I do, and I will, you know, do my best to make sure that they are satisfied with what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so for those of you out there that you're struggling with something, man, with some music, or you come to a roadblock, man. Send me something, man. Let me talk with you about it. Email it to me at leealston1970.la@gmail.com. It's Lee Alston, 1970, the birth date, and .la@gmail.com. Email me, man, and get at me, and let me see how I can help y'all put some stuff together. I have some people from LinkedIn. Man, hip hop artists from all over the world. When I say all over the world, I literally mean that. I have hip hop artists that contact me worldwide from whatever country they're in. I'm not going to start naming which country. Just about every country you can imagine worldwide, they contact me on LinkedIn. And so I'm very excited about that. That people listen to what I'm doing and they gravitate toward it, because I just want to be a part of something positive. In a positive direction or whatever you're doing. Yeah, man, Lee Alston, Gullah Soul Music, it'll still be all up in there in your atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? So y'all give me a holler. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah. Blue Boy Entertainment, thank y'all for letting me be a part of this project over there in ATL.
Nice. Really nice. Really, man. The man said he can do anything. He's a Gullah Soul, little G God, because he can do, you know, but God has blessed him, you know, to do this, because otherwise, not everybody's able to just come in and, you know, lay some tracks down. You got to think about it. You got to, like he said, wrap his head around it. But he's been doing this for over 30 years. So it's not like he just picked up his bass yesterday.
I'll give all praise to God for giving me this gift. And I can tell anybody out there, man, people ask me, how do I do it? I mean, y'all got to do this every day. You can't go and record, two or three songs and expect to get astronomical amount of plays, you know, on your, it don't happen. But the more you do, the more you begin to evolve from where you started out from. You know, this is something that you got to do daily, man. When I started this, I would come home from work, and I would stay up all night in the studios in Houston and go from studio to studio in Houston and come back in the morning, almost daybreak, just time for me to go to work, to get on my job. You know what I'm saying? you got to want it that bad. You got to want it that bad. And this was every day. This is once a month.
Right.
You know, you got to develop, you got to really sharpen your skills. And the only way you do that, you got to do this every day. And so now, and my wife can tell anybody, I've been in recording studios, man, where cats have spent $1 million something. I walk in there like I own it. And they let me get my hands on stuff and sit down and do what I do and everything else. Mm-hmm. I've been in recording studios, man, where people pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to set this stuff up. Millions of dollars.
Right,
and they invite me in like, like I'm an owner. You know, and they value my opinion about stuff when I go in there. She can tell everybody that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Right.
And they roll out the red carpet for me. You know, and then it's like, you got to be that confident.
That's
and
music royalty.
It's the people that work with me that I've poured into and I've took under my wing. And I've told them, y'all got to be able to walk in any studio and own it. If you go and, if you know, people call me to come do something, I never turn down nothing. If people call me to come to their studio, I walk in there like I already know, okay, what is it y'all need? Let's get it going. And I'm popping.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Man. You got to be that confident and know what you're doing. But to be that skilled, just so you have to work at every day. You can't do
every day.
A month. Yeah, man. You got to do it till you get tired of it. And when you get tired of it, keep on doing it.
You don't get tired of your passion, because you like me, I would do the same thing as far as sewing. I would go home and be sewing and sewing, and I'd be up for like 3 days straight, no sleep, and I'd start hallucinating.
Yeah,
that material started walking towards me. I'm serious. That's just how much I loved doing what I was doing.
Man.
I would be up, and I know I had something I was trying to get prepared for. And that material started walking towards me. I looked at the material, like, something wrong here. But I knew that this is what I like to do. So it is. When
you
have a passion like that, yes, you do. You got
to
push yourself. But God's going
to
be there by your side, too.
People to encourage you and give you pats on the back, you're living in a fairyland. You're living in a fairy tale world, man. You're living in la-la land.
Right.
This is the real world, guys. You know, when I was starting all this, I didn't get pats on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It didn't matter because Lee Austin had to get it for Lee Austin.
Right.
You know, I remember when she started a home-based, project we started, baking and everything else, all of these, you know, cakes and pies, well, the cake. And then I remember one year she had about, oh, my gosh, in one day she had about maybe 7-8 orders, something like that, just for that one day.
Uh-huh.
And we would turn our stuff every day. And it's like, you know, I don't know how, I'm, you know, that ain't my, I, you know what, no, but I sit at the table doing what I'm, you know, doing and support you and push you. You know,
right?
She's like, well, I'm getting, ain't no time for no sleeping. You got to get this money. Get in there. Let's get it. Let's get it going here. Sleep later. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
sleep when you die, as they say.
I ain't the one baking. You know what? You know, and also, everybody listening, for real, this is on the real right here. That's what I say, man.
Okay.
Stop going off by calendar dates and go to the Word of God. That's where you need to go. Even when she baked, and she was baking, and when I wanted a specific cake done, I paid her for that cake. I paid her. Whatever, if it was $45 for the cake, that was her going rate. I said, no, I'm paying you for my cake. And a lot of people may not understand that, but if you can't invest in your loved one, your friend or whatever, and invest in them and say, no, I pay you to do this for me. What's your charge for that? See what I'm saying? Now, when your own family members can pay you for your service, that means they really, really respect
value
what you're doing. My own mother, when I produced my mother's project, I told my mom, I said, yeah, mom, I'll go hook that up for you. She said, no, I'm going to pay for mine. I'm going to pay for my own project. How much is it? This is my own mother, y'all. So if my own mother got to pay, what does that say for everybody else? And I tell that story to everybody. Wherever I go,
to
so many states.
Get in line.
And my own mother, you know what I'm saying, told me that I'm going to pay for mine because that's what me and your daddy taught you to do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all being
even when
smart,
my son
y'all,
comes
y'all
down and I have him do something for me in the studio, I pay him for his service.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I told him,
like
I respect
said earlier,
what you do as a businessman, as a business person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, that's how you lead people and you show folks. I can show you better
right.
what I said.
Yes.
We have to learn how to invest in each other. And that, you know, just like I'm letting all my worldwide listeners know right now, you know, Ms. Inez is working on my Gullah Soul style
attire.
My rags, man. So if y'all don't know what rags mean, that just means clothes. I'm from the 70s,
yes.
So I just revert to what I know best. Yeah.
No,
Vines. So
on
it's
your
like,
vines, yeah.
Ms. Inez will be working on my stuff. And you know what?
Yes.
She ain't doing it for free, y'all. I'm going to pay her to help create my brand and take my brand to another level. I got some things coming up for
right.
you, Lord willing,
mm-hmm.
and I got to step into a new direction with this new direction.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's like
yes.
for the Team Gullah Soul Music, you know, when it's time when I need to do stuff, do something to present myself a brand,
mm-hmm.
to create a brand where everybody can get into it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to design this. Make me a shirt, design something, you know, and then have her do it for nothing. Man, I wouldn't even ask her that. It wouldn't even come to my mind because I know she has experience.
That's right.
So what am I saying? What is Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music saying? What I'm saying is, y'all, you know, invest in people that you know and have independent businesses. You know what I'm saying? We are
right,
trying
right.
to make it. You know what I'm saying? And look, she can hook y'all up just as good as anybody out there that y'all know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like, I think that's what's wrong with people. They see people on the TV. It don't matter if she ain't on the TV or not. That don't mean nothing. Look at what
right.
she's doing. Go and check her stuff out, and you can see what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? Her mind is wrapped around that kind of stuff. So, yeah, man, for those of y'all listening worldwide, Beyonce Gullah Soul Music is going to be coming out with this new line, Vines, Rags, attire, clothing, all of that.
Wow.
So y'all be on the lookout because I'm getting my head wrapped around this stuff because the brand is going to go to another level. Yeah, man. So and this will be my way of helping Ms. Inez with her brand. See, it's all about helping one another.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
Come on, y'all. Yes. Tell me all the problems I live more than I have. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shop where she's at. You know, give us some. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you go everywhere else and y'all go buy, why would you want to go buy something everybody else got? That's the high road. I get stuff made that ain't nobody else got.
That's right.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
He said,
yeah,
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, man.
As a matter of fact,
we got to learn how to support
up
people
in order.
That we know that have these
yes,
businesses, yeah, man, that can do what everybody else can do. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Because I don't want y'all to look like everybody else on the street. You know,
no,
I don't want you to have to go home and say, oh.
No.
And I don't want it to. Right. And I don't want you to say, who wore it better? No, I wore it the best because this is the one and only. Shoot. Can't nobody do me like Miss Inez. Ain't nobody do me like Miss Inez.
My wife. Yeah. Angie makes these necklaces and stuff. I got a whole line of Gullah Soul jewelry, like these necklaces I wear. I wear this necklace. This necklace don't leave my neck. It stays on every day. And I shower with it. I work in it. And it doesn't lose the elasticity. Everything stays where it is. All my beads, everything. My tree of life, everything is intact. You know what I'm saying? And I paid her for this necklace. I got a little bit, but I paid her.
Right.
You know
right. For her
y'all
time
have
and
a
talent.
Necklace
that's
too.
Right.
Yours going to be one of a kind. Yeah, man. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we're going this route because maybe I need to hear this more. Maybe Ms. Inez and Angie, whoever else needs it, maybe y'all need to hear this, because last year, you know, things happen, you know, and we're dealing with certain variables in our society right now, different things happening. And, you know, sometimes we need to get a refresher at times. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So maybe why we have, that's why God knows what he's doing. That's why we're having this conversation right now. We'll get back to the music.
Right.
But a lot of times, you know, hearing a now word, a right now word, a lot of times is what we need. We need that.
We need.
And so Ms. Inez, she's on the jump off right now. You know what I'm saying? Going into, she's not going to wait from January to next December 31st say, I'm going to do it. No, she says she's going to do it now and work through the year. Just like we all going to do this. All of you out there, I'm going to do the same thing. But let's support one another. Let's network one another to help build each other up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And
you know,
don't be tearing each other down.
I got my brand. I ain't even worried about Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music. You got your brand. Don't worry about that. We just going to work together and network and do what we do. Yeah, man, come up.
And come
That's
up. Yes, sir, come up. That's right.
Yeah,
that
man.
Is right. We're going to come up. We're going to come up. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
that's right. Thank you for the word, because, you know, some people, they just, you know, oh, that costs too much. Well, okay. Go get some Louis Vuitton for $600.
I hear you.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You're going to wish you had, you know, some one of a kind, because I was like, oh, I saw him down the street. He looked just like I did. See, you don't have to worry about that unless somebody else copies what I do.
There you go.
You know,
that's
other than that, you know, it's one of a kind design. That's it. That's
one
it. Because I,
that's
I,
why
been,
I didn't, you know, you were saying that it reminded me of this young lady, Mobile, Alabama, that made my designer eyewear. She made me an Atlanta Braves eyewear. She made me Atlanta Falcons, and she made me a Georgia Bulldogs eyewear. Nobody in the world has that but me. She made it to my liking, to my specification, and she would not make anybody else the same eyewear that she made me. Yeah, man. And I didn't mind paying her for that service. I didn't mind, and I even purchased a song for my family, for my wife, my mom, and you know, and then got some down there with it. Yeah, man. I believe in supporting people in independent business. I believe that. I believe strongly in that. Here where I am, I would go to mom and pop restaurants before I go to the majors, because they're already commercial.
Established.
They're already a corporation. It's the people that are mom and pop stores are set up that need to really be patronized.
They're struggling.
More, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and even I would tell them, hey, man, just keep the chain. I don't care if it's $2 for the chain. Keep the chain.
Right.
You know, just keep it. Yeah, man. And then God turned around and blessed me with something. I'm like, well, look at
there
this.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
That's
I tell them, keep the change. When I go to these mom and pop stores, restaurants, I tell them, well, brother, just keep the change. Then they give us extra donuts and everything. We open up the thing. We give us extra donuts and extra this and that. Okay, well, cool. But
yeah, the baker's
dozen
about. Donuts. That's right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I support locally to independent business owners. I probably patronize them more than I do the corporation.
And they appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Right. Yeah.
But like I
said, any y'all was... Go ahead.
What was that?
No, I was going to say, you always give shout-outs to the local people.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. I said when you shout out, you always shout out to local people, you know, so that you can give them business and everything. So, you know, you don't, you know, so that's what you do. He just support, and, you know, and it shows, you know, because people support him, and it's coming back to him tenfold, not onefold, not twofold, but tenfold, because people are coming to him to do what, I guess I'll say to use him or to work with him, you know, because they know what he's capable of. So hey, you know, this music that he produces is just like one of a kind. It's like, you know, it's lovely. That's all I got to say. It's lovely.
That's right.
It's just lovely.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It is lovely. Mm-hmm. It is lovely.
Yeah.
So, you know, are we ready to go on the next one?
Yeah, let's get back to the music. Yeah.
Okay, okay. And you, I don't know if there's a title to this, but it's The Real Banks intro. It's a snippet.
Yeah,
and
this
it's
is
a short
intro,
one, but
it's actually the it's called If You Can Only See Me Now. And so it's
okay.
a snippet
okay.
of, you know, basically what we just have been talking about. You know, how people in your own community be the ones that really try to tear you down. Yes. Oh, yeah, man, this brother here is deep. Banks, man. Banks going to be it for this year. So it's like he's talking about some real stuff. And so I just made a snippet of it. I want to put him on some people's minds out there. Just basically what we just have been talking about. You know,
and,
like Jesus
right,
getting
right.
the good love in his own hometown. You and all of us have been through that. Going through that right now.
Right. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. And even Jesus had to get out of his hometown to be appreciated. So, y'all, you know, it's nothing new under the sun. You know, you just got to go
That's
somewhere
right.
else to be appreciated. So, and the funny thing is,
out the beat, man.
I don't
That's
even
the word
know.
To say. You got to launch out the
right.
beat. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He told
and
him
a lot of times.
He was out there on that boat.
Yeah.
He told him to launch out to the beat. And sometimes, you know, people are just, they're complacent because they've been in shallow water all this time, you know, catching little fish, you know, barely longer than your finger on the hook. You know what I'm saying? In the big fish somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm an avid fisherman. So I understand when I go fishing, I get the deeper water. When I see this
right.
river bend down, I say, yeah, I'm in the right spot. Sometimes, y'all,
you
gotta get out of your complacency. You've been
your comfort zone.
And you've been casting in shallow water. You ain't gonna catch nothing in shallow water like that. You gotta launch out. You gotta throw that line further out. You want the big fish? Sometimes you gotta cast that line so far out there. Cast the breakers. Where the big fish are feeding at. And when they hit that line, they put that hook in their mouth and they bend that pole down.
Bend that pole down.
You gotta put that pole on that reel. Hey, y'all, let me tell you something. Y'all sanctified here because that's why Jesus spoke. Jesus spoke in prayer. I'm going to speak mine in prayer. When that fish bend my pole down, and I got 30 pound test for mine. I call it Big Bertha. When my wife's been grabbing Big Bertha, she know I'm going out there with a mission today. I ain't playing around. Big Bertha, man. Big
that's
Bertha
right.
is big good
that's
to me
right.
on the fishing bank. Y'all hear what I say? And when Big Bertha bent down, and she let me know, I got one for you, baby. And I said, I set that jag on. I set that jag on. Yeah, man.
He said,
so
you going to eat
drag.
Tonight.
Yeah, we going to eat tonight. Let it launch out the deep, man. I got to stop passing the shallow water. You got dreams.
Yeah,
you got a vision. You have aspirations. Stop going for big fish in shallow water. You
got to
launch out into the deep. Cast out there, man, again.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
That's good. That's word. That's gospel right there. That's gospel. And the funny thing is,
man.
I don't know what we're going to be talking about half the time, and the songs that I have in line, they just seem to fall in line. So God knows what he's doing. He's working with all of us together.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The funny thing.
That's, right.
that's the funny thing, because we don't, I don't never know. I said, Lee, is this okay? Yes, that's fine. That's good. That's good. You know, because he believes in me, and then all of a sudden we start talking about things, and these songs just fall right in place.
Yeah.
So let's hear The Real Banks, the snippet. I can't wait to hear the whole song, but we're just going to hear a snippet right now. The Real Banks, featuring Lee Alston, Color Soul Music. Yeah.
Sit back and get real calm.
It's
got that good feel, pipe to it.
If you can see me now,
You wouldn't believe what I've overcome. How the most hate come from the city where I was born. It's okay, know that everything is kosher. It's hard to stay humble when you know you the chosen. I come from nothing, I'm emotionally not proud of that. Talk if you could pass a lick, know how to take one back. All 2,000 babies know it's a total strap. But behind the wall, man, you gotta know how to really scrap. They overlooked me many times, play the background. I was gone for a minute, but look who back around. This is like work, gotta still set they bars up. Back when I was dropping hits, it'll make you see the stars. But nowadays I drop hits to leave you starstruck. I had high hopes of people that'll let me down. And I'm the needle in the haystack that had me found. And I was made for something great, destiny has been yet to be filled. That's why every track you got to listen to, you can hear my determination and my will. Salute me like the Navy, who the next to get sealed. Real banks, I just made the deposit. Walking in the booth like I'm walking in the office. Sitting at the round table with all the bosses. Back to back wins like we make it up for
the ooh, yeah. A snippet, okay? Okay, when the real deal falls. I want to be there.
Man.
When the real deal falls,
yeah,
the real banks, boy. Yeah, so he
yeah,
plays with hip-hop.
This year, man. Y'all watch what I tell y'all out there. Banks will be here.
You better follow. You better follow him. You better start now and get you a piece of the pie because otherwise, you're going to be
You know,
because I have
I'm very humble to actually work with these young cats, man. Because Bank and Jay Foolish and some of these other young guys, man, it's like they see I'm relevant still here in 2022. They see I'm relevant with my music, and so when Banks asked, when he told me, he said, "Oh man, I mean, I want your style on my music, man. I've been listening to what you're doing, and I want you to put that with what I'm doing." I said, "Well, cool, man. That's what. Okay, we're solid,
Man." Yeah.
And it's like you know, to be called uncle in this business, man. It's like a show of respect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, that right there, working with these young men, man, is very humbling for me. And I'm very thankful that they even look this way, you know, to look at old cat, man, you still got it, man. Come on in here with us, man, and do your thing. Yeah, man, for real. So, you know what? And that's when I go back to my parable I just told y'all about me fishing. You know what I'm saying? I can't stay here where I'm at if they're not biting.
If you want
to
grow.
I got the right thing.
To.
You just ain't biting.
Mm-hmm.
So what I had to do? I had to launch back way over South Carolina, launch way over North Carolina, launch way back over Alabama.
Yes.
I had to throw my line. I had to throw Gilla Soul music. I had to
come
throw
on
the
now,
line.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? you know, I'm just saying like Bruce would say, short distance with email. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna shoot you the call. Short distance. You know, with an email.
Yeah.
And go all the way back over there, man, over to the deep south and throw my line over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I check the top. People been knowing me here over 40-some years. I've been here in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been casting my line
and
right out here. And it's like figuratively, it's shallow water. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
they don't even nibble, do they?
I know that's in me. I'm going to cast out in deeper water. And then sometimes you got to go where it's at. You got to go where it is.
Yes.
You gotta follow them fish. When you out there in that water, I've been deep sea fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you out there in that water, they got that GPS, man. I've been out 30 miles on the Gulf. So maybe y'all ever look on your map at the Gulf of Mexico, where I'm at in Texas. I've been 30 miles out there in the Gulf, man. Out there. You know, and it's like deep blue, deep water. I'm looking around. I'm like, whoa. Man, let me tell you something.
All by yourself?
You drop that line out there. You ain't got any chance. I think you just drop it. Just drop it. And big old snapper, pinning your pole down. That's what I'm saying, y'all. You got to launch out into the deep to get the big fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody catching these little fish trying to make up for a meal. You know how we used to do back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't throw back nothing.
Yes.
Fish, man, tomorrow, man. Well, y'all, we catch about 20 of them. But we don't
eat
tonight.
That's too little.
You know what I'm saying? But you got 20 little fish.
Yeah.
You can make a meal, uh-huh. but you're going to stay out there for a while to catch them.
For a while, yeah, yeah.
Day,
cast your net upon the sea.
Big fish. Catch a big fish. I've caught fish so big, and I'm in my limit. Man, I give my shrimp to somebody else. I say, here, man, you can have the shrimp if you want. I'm going home. I didn't caught the big fish. I don't need to stay out here. I need to stay here for hours. But I got a big enough fish to go home, to lay it down, and put some cornmeal on it. You know what I'm saying? With some homemade tater skin and get in there with some ketchup and get in there with some grits, and I'm good. Come on, man. Come on.
He didn't say some tater skin.
I better launch out to the deep, man.
Ooh, we got some music that's coming up, but yes. See,
you did that,
okay.
Honey.
Okay. Yes, you said that. You know what you need to do? Go ahead and drop your mic. Go ahead and drop the mic because you did a doggone thing. You preached to us, and I said, "Come on now, Mr. Preacher." But our next song is called "In the Morning," and this is another collab with Mujahib.
Yeah.
And it's called "In the Morning." It's another beautiful song. This gentleman right here is so well-rounded. I mean, you can do some heavy metal. You could do a whole bunch of things. So,
oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, I mean, Latin, everything. You go on to n1m.com/Lee Austin and see all the types of music he plays.
Yeah, man.
And he don't need nobody else to help him play. He's got his own one-man band. So, hey, I'm glad,
we have
people joining our conversation in the chat. We got somebody else joining us, but I'm going to put this song on, and it's In the Morning by Mujahib, and then I'm going to come back and see who's joining us on the line. Yes, In the Morning.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Beautiful song.
I'll be there in the morning. God, help me find my way. Gotta get back to my baby, or I won't last another day. Ooh, I gotta be there to see the sun on your face. I'll be there in the morning. God, help me find my way. I'll touch your 12 red roses, but none smell
so pretty.
I'll be there in the morning.
That's nice. That's nice. I like that. I like that. Be there in the morning. Boy, I tell you. You're going to be multi-platinum. Let's see. What is multi-platinum? How many songs is multi-platinum? Multi-platinum, diamond, and what are the other levels of the recording?
Yeah, man. They've increased in the past 30 years, man. It's all kinds of bars now. You can rise to.
Mm-hmm. Your day is coming for sure. Would you keep on doing what you're doing?
I'm definitely looking forward to that, for real. Thank y'all. I appreciate
humbleness.
That. You know that.
You just a humble soul.
That I came home for my birthday, and I came home and you had a classic crybaby wall put pedal, man. I mean, it's like I was like talking about it, you know, because that was on my mind. I said, when I get that that wall pedal, I'm gonna completely change the game and what I'm doing, you know, and take it to another direction. You know what I'm saying? And it's I came home and completely surprised me, man. And it's like, wow, man. I got a chance to use it on Banks, as a matter of fact. He was my first.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, to me, that was destined to be, you know what I'm saying? That cry
direction
of what I wanted to do with Banks and some of these other artists, man. And they want that old school sound. They want the real old school sound, like it's supposed to. And so that's the direction I wanted to go anyway. And so it all just worked out. I mean, God used her mind, put on her mind, and do that. And it's like that was part of his plan. You know,
perfect.
And so I thank God, you know, for that and for her, you know, being who she is and doing that. It's really making a difference in my direction. The plan that God has for me, that's the important thing everybody got to remember. God has a plan for your life. And it doesn't matter. You don't need validation from everybody to understand that God has a plan for your life. People feel like they got to get validation from people. And God is showing you, giving you a vision. He's giving you a dream for you to go after. But you feel like you got to validate your vision with other people to get there. No, you don't need that. Just trust God, man, and move in that direction.
Right.
That's it.
There you go. That part right there. That's such a pretty song. It's like, you just want to wake up in the morning too, and it's just open your eyes and just lay there and meditate on in the morning. Be there in the morning.
Well, sometimes when I'm riding, when I'm trying to get back home, and a lot of people say, and you don't do it with me every while, though. Because when I go, man, it's like, this ain't no vacation. And she knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I may go from here to Louisiana. And it's like a 14-hour round trip. And I'm not staying there overnight. I'm doing what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get back on the road.
You come back home.
Back in church or something. So I'm saying,
home to his baby.
I have to be back in church on Sunday.
His crybaby, right?
Because I got to give God here. Yeah, man, I got to give God heat. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
gonna make sure
I'm
gonna be back for my job on Monday. See what I'm saying?
I
definitely got to be back to give him his on Sunday. And so,
when
I get ready to hit that road and I'm riding back, and I tell her, look, okay, I'm on my way back. And you know, I'm on I-10, I'm here and there, wherever I'm at, you know, I'm rolling. So yeah, man. So when I'm hearing songs mm-hmm. like this, this is a testament for me. This is part of my testimony.
Okay.
This is from the Song of Solomon concept. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
when I'm riding, and maybe some of you out there feel that way about, excuse me, your husband, your wife, or your mother, your father, your children, trying to get back home
uh-huh.
safe.
Uh-huh.
Your family.
Mm-hmm.
This is a testimony for me. And so when I'm riding sometime, there's certain songs that I put on to keep me, you know,
mm-hmm.
while I'm riding, man, I'm grooving.
Keep you inspired.
Song, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, yeah. So
mm-hmm.
my music
mm-hmm.
is actually an imitation of my life. And so and a lot
okay.
of what I do. And so, yeah, this is one of them right here. Yeah, man. In the morning.
Mm.
Yeah,
nice. Man. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep it family. We're going to keep it family. This next song is was his son at 7 years old. It says, "You Are My Life." And this boy was, he was, I'm going to hear the song and you tell me what the boy was doing, because he had something going on. He had beats. He had this. He had that. He had that. You know,
yeah, man.
He was, he, and how old is he now?
He's 24 now.
Okay, so that was
so y'all listen to this
14
track.
Years
now
ago.
He's 7 years old,
mm-hmm.
and you listen to
uh-huh.
his creativity on this track. And, of course, I
right.
added the bass, guitar, and everything else, and vocal work, monologue. But he did all of the footwork. Yeah, man.
He did the footwork, yeah. And he
yeah.
literally the footwork. So we're going to hear You Are My
yeah.
Life. And y'all call in, tell me what y'all think, because this young man who's now 24 is still playing for his dad. So let's listen to what he did at 7 years old.
You're my yes. son, and you know I love you, right?
Yes, right.
So come on and let's do this track
right.
together. And let's do it right. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
All right, let's do this.
You are my life. You make everything right. Anytime you need me, all you have to do is call. You do complete me.
Come on, man.
You got me. Anytime you need me, all you have to do is call.
I really like your style, and you trigger the track like
oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No doubt, you got soul, because of the creativity you possess, and you're only 7 years old. Rather those bomb beats with finesse, so God bless the child who can hold his own.
Right.
I pray your spirit be
yeah.
with him while he's my baby, and even when he's full grown.
Right. Ooh,
and if for
please.
Some reason he goes astray, Lord, please bring him back, keep him in all of your ways. So son, go ahead, be all you can be. Keep your eyes on the prize and always be wise. Believe in the Lord, you can have it. Oh, that's fantastic. All you have to do is just ask, and it shall be done. The Lord God said it, and that's word, son. Believe that.
You are my life.
Show me love, and
that's
to all my people from around the way.
Oh, yeah.
From the ATF to California, A, from the Carolinas to Savannah. And oh man, I want to thank mama for the grits and fish, pork bones, smothered turkey wings, candy yams, and collard greens. And for the love she gave to me, she taught us how to be a family. We've been singing and serving the Lord for well over 20 years long. And yeah, man, we're still going strong. My brother Rick and I, producing music and writing gospel songs. Lee, you'll make it, just you wait and see. That's what my good friend J.B. Walker said to me. Grandma has gone to live with the Lord now. Often I think about it, I tilt my head back and I smile. I'm proud of my Georgia roots. And even though I rock Italian shoes and super suit, I'll never forget where we came from. And that's the principle I'll teach my son. Words.
Imagine what he's doing now at 20, not 24, but 24.
Yeah, man.
24
yeah.
years
oh,
old.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Doing.
Yes, yes, because he hasn't playing out. He's, you know, clutching and drumming, and he has the boy is what I call bad with two D's, B-A-double-D, all right? B-A-double-D is bad. So, you know, the family, and he said his brother Ricky, too. Okay, that's all we need. And then Miss Angie sings. Yeah. You know, everybody does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
his mama
you know,
sings.
My sister-in-law, my nephews. You know, our sons, and so it's it's been a blessing to see, especially our sons, be able to do this because, you know. Ricky and I didn't have anybody teach us nothing, so we had to listen to 8-track tape. We'll sit down and figure out the sound, and before I even knew what C chords were and what all the minors were and all that, I was still a small child, and I didn't know what these chords were. I just know I was playing them, but I didn't know I was already playing them. So when I would go to an event. And these, you know, of course, grown men, they would say, "Oh man, you playing a C7? Oh man, you playing a A minor, man? Oh wow, I mean,
A minor,
man! I don't know what I'm playing. I'm just playing.
I'm just playing it.
And I was like 9 or 10 years old, playing by ear. So that's how we learn. We learn how to play by ear, listen to eight-track stuff, and whatever we get our hands on. And that's how we learn. Of course, with the help of God pouring into us, and us releasing our faith to Him. You know, believing we was going to do this. And so, yeah, man, so no man really showed us a whole lot. As I got older, of course, you know, I put orchestra and stuff like that. I had people along the way kind of, you know, guide me on some things. But, yeah, man, but it's like for the most part, me and Ricky had to get it, you know, get it, man. And so, yeah.
Get it
so,
where you could.
See, our sons not have to endure what we did. You know, we're able to teach our sons what we know, you know what I'm saying? They didn't have to go break branches off the trees to play drums in church and everything like we did because we couldn't afford drumsticks. But, you know, I can take, I used to take my son up there to the music store and get him piccolo snares and these drumsticks, a certain kind he wanted, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
We didn't have that.
So
you know what I'm saying? Me and Ricky had to get up on Sunday morning. And before church, I mean, we were going to break limbs off the trees so we have drumsticks to play.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
So funny.
So, yeah, man. Yeah. man. I can report
and
wheel
them
pick.
Down to make them look good. Wow.
Yeah, man. I can afford guitar picks. I had to fold my notebook paper up in little pieces to make guitar picks. I can't afford a guitar pick.
You know what? I'm
you know,
done
so
with you.
It's like, man, mm-hmm. I can go buy whatever guitar pick I want, whatever guitar I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
mm-hmm.
I come from, when I tell people I come from humble but the beginning, we did that.
Right.
We came from humble beginnings for real. When you're telling people
and you appreciate it.
And I walked to a music store one day and these guys
mm-hmm.
these young guys were in there, and I was telling them, you know, y'all didn't take music lessons, man. We didn't have that. Man, we had no money to get a music lesson. You went, you know, right?
Uh-huh.
And they all stopped and listened. I told them the same story, and they were like, man, wow, man, y'all took branches off the trees to make drumsticks? Yeah, man, we did that. We had to make it work. You know what I'm saying? We had to make it work.
Mm.
So, yeah, but we were, I mean, it's just we blessed, you know, to see our sons not having to go
to do
that, and we were able to teach them, and they were able to go buy a new guitar, a new set of drums, and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, man, it's a trip. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Or have a loved one purchase something for you. Hint, hint.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
That was, but see, and then because you know how to respect music, and you know how to respect what you have. You know, a lot of people just, you know, born with a silver spoon in their mouth, you know, they don't, like, oh, I'll get another one. But when you have to come, as you say, from humble beginnings, you appreciate everything you get. You appreciate everything you have.
Yeah.
You appreciate those around you who are teaching you. And you just sit there with a listening ear saying, okay, you know, I'm going to learn today. That's what, because, I mean, I didn't have, you know, lessons either, except for in school for someone that was that semester, and that's it. My mom didn't really teach me how to sew. I just learned in school, and I'd go to the store and look at how things are made and take things apart and create things from there and learn my skill that way. But other than that, I didn't go to no $88,000 school that I could have gone to the IABT here. It's like, oh, heck no. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
God gave me good brains to use to do what I need to do. So, you know, but other than that, you know, when you start humble, you end up humble, you know. So it's like, this is good. We only have like about 9 minutes to go. And this next song is Let the Beat Rail On, as long as we're talking about beat and making music and everything. And what the beat rail on means in English, as they would say, is let the beat roll on. That's how you would say it in English. But this is Gullah. Let the beat rail on, right? Tell us how
man.
You would say
it,
Lee. Let the beat rail on.
Oh, let the beat rail on.
Let the beat rail on. Yeah. And I had
let the beat rail on.
I had a text from a cousin. He says, can you teach me how to speak Gullah? I said, I don't know if I can, but the gentleman on the phone can. I gave him your email and everything, so you may be getting a call from someone who says, I'm learning from Lee. So don't ask me, because I have no idea. I know we have a Gullah Bible out there, and I'm sure we have a Gullah dictionary, but as far as speaking Gullah, because he had to instruct me on a few things today, I was corrected. And so I'm learning. It's just like learning Spanish in a new language. It's new, but hey, we're going to let the beat rail on. Yes, sir. Let the beat rail on. Here we go.
Omar,
man.
On this track right here, I want you to keep it heavy on the sticks for me.
Come on,
heavy
now.
In the pocket for me, just like that right there. Yeah. Ooh, child, your style is like fishing grits like grandmama used to fit. Baby heavy
now.
On the sticks. Island Creole, so Mr. Gumbo mix. Uncle Lee gon' sing it. Holy Ghost gon' bring it. Flow with the spirit and wing it. Give God the praise just so he did it. To all my peace, you show me love. To all my peace from around the way. From Atlanta, Savannah, Alabama, Louisiana. California, I hate. To all my peace, the Lone Star State. God is good, God is great. I praise you for who you are. And bless the morning star, yeah. Let the beat roll on, the
let the beat, let the beat real on. Yeah, let it roll on, let the beat real on. Let the beat, real on. Let it roll, let it roll. Let the beat real on. Let the beat, let the beat real on. Let it roll, let it roll. Let the beat real on. Let the beat, let the beat real on. Let the beat real on. Let the beat, let the beat real on. Yeah, let the beat roll on. Let the beat real on. Let the beat, let the beat real on. Let the beat real on. Let the beat, let the beat real on. Let the beat roll on, y'all. Let the beat real on. Let the beat, let the beat real on. Let the beat real on. Let the beat, let the beat real on. Let the beat roll on. Let the beat real on. Let the beat, let the beat real on. Let the beat real on. Let the beat, let the beat real on. Let the beat roll on. Let the beat real on. Let the beat, let the beat real on. Right here, Omar, I just wanna let you just keep that beat railing just like that. And we just gonna dance in this groove. And we just gonna let it go play out like this right here, y'all. I'm gonna let the beat just play on and play on, and I'm gonna fade it on out of the end. So in the meantime, just go ahead and bob your head. Just gonna do your holy dance if you want to. Do whatever you wanna do for the Lord right now. Yeah, y'all.
Speak English. Well, we color today. We let the beat rail on. Let the beat rail on. Yeah. Yes, right. Let the beat rail on.
Yeah.
Let the beat rail on. Yes, 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 yes. That was a good one. That was a good one. Brought us up, got us, you know, going and head bopping, like you said, you know, talking about food.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about, talk about food. We've been talking about food all night. Being fishes of men, getting some cakes and some fish and some grits and some. I'm done with you. Who we want to shout out tonight? Who we want to shout out tonight?
You know, I want to give a big shout out to the to these guys behind the scenes with me. That you know, when I started this direction, Paul Williams and saxophonist, my son of course, Lee Jr. and Omar Williams, you know, these musicians, man, I have a very rigorous, very rigorous. My rehearsal sessions, they get very rigorous, man, and you know, in depth. But you know, these guys, I mean, you know, God bless me with, you know, a group of guys, man, that understand where my mindset is, that it has to be excellent. It has to be on point. You know what I'm saying? So they never complain. The only thing they did, man, they'll bring time. They know already, man, when you get on them drums, it's going to be some work. You know, Omar, man. Like, they would trip me out, man. They said, hold on a minute, I got to get my time. And it's like, okay, get
right,
time,
right,
man.
Right.
We can work here tonight. So I just want to give a big props to them on tonight, man. Big shout out to them, man. I really love them, man, and I really appreciate the hard work. Because Vela Soul Music was, you know, they helped me build that with their parts that they played in some of these songs that I've done, especially in the live stuff, the live drums, live
percussion. Right, right.
So, yeah, I just want to give a big shout out to them on tonight. Yeah, man, yeah.
All right, all right. You want to give a shout-out, Miss Angie?
I just want to shout-out to everybody that's listening, and I also wanted to say
you know, I believe in my husband. I believe in what he's doing, and I support
mm-hmm.
him, you know, heart wholly. You know, I don't mind surprising him or blessing him with things to
right,
help him
right.
get to where he's trying to, you know what I'm saying? I enjoy doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love surprising him, and I listen
mm-hmm.
to what he says, and then next thing you know, I'll go and get it for him. You know what I'm saying? So
you sound like me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
You know, anything I can do to help him
uh-huh.
with his endeavors, then, hey, that's me. I love doing it.
I appreciate that very much. Yeah, man. Yeah.
You're
welcome.
Yeah. That's nice. That's nice. And I just want to shout out to everybody who's listening, you know, worldwide, and all the new countries that are listening. And like I said, if you know somebody in another country, you know, hip them to Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music, because it's who knows Gullah, you know, unless you really, you know, I won't say force it on somebody, but, you know, talk about it, because it's just like another
mm-hmm.
language, but it's interesting. It's really interesting. And I had a cousin who's listening on the line and said, can you teach me? I said, hey, you know, so people want to know about new things. They want to learn, you know, because he had asked me a long time ago about his family heritage. So I try to tell him and hit him on to who my grandmother was and who, you know, her, you know, brother was and everybody like that. So it's all family.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to
mm-hmm.
shout out to the listeners on the line and to
thank y'all.
Everybody
thank y'all
who
so
tunes
much, yeah.
in, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's really supporting Lee and taking him to another level and helping him get to another level because,
mm-hmm.
oh, yeah.
you know, I won't say we can't do it, but he can't do it by himself. So, you know, with y'all's help, that's how things happen, and that's
right.
how things
yeah.
get done.
Yeah.
So,
that's right.
you know,
that's
so
right.
That's right.
we are taking you on this journey. So, you know, you part of the journey. You in there like swimwear now. So,
you stuck
like Chuck. So you might as well, as Lee would say,
you're
all up in there in the atmosphere.
Water.
So,
in deep water.
You know, in some deep water with Bertha, big Bertha and everything. You tell you, when
yeah.
that line be dipping, you're going to be dipping with us. So.
Yeah, man.
So we appreciate
yeah,
each
sure
and every one of you. Yeah, y'all so funny. But, no, just thank you. And
uh-huh.
y'all so funny. Y'all be cracking me up. But I don't know. I just try to figure out what direction to go. I don't know if I want to play Flow On or if I want to play Healing Rain. I don't know. What's the people say? What would y'all like to hear? Anything in particular?
I say Flow On is a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good
one.
Just
keep flowing. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Keep moving
yeah.
with the spirit. Flow on with it. Flow on with the spirit, man. Let God
flow on with the spirit.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's a perfect song to end with. Yeah. All right.
Hey. And this is a new one by him. It's called Flow On .. IMEP, which is
yeah.
in the play. So you all get ready for this. It's a pretty song. I always say
mm-hmm.
all the songs are pretty, but they are just, you know, they just stick with you, and they just words of wisdom. So listen to Flow
yeah.
On. IMEP.
Flow On.
Hey everybody, this is Gullah Soul Radio, and I'm mind tripping right now, just thinking upon God's goodness, man. Yeah, flowing with the Spirit of God, let Him move me, let Him guide me, let Him direct me, let Him show me. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. We've got to learn to flow with the Spirit, man. Move with the Spirit, man, for real. Yeah, man. I'm a firm believer in the power of God, man. That's why I got the steady flow with His Spirit. Yeah, man. Things just didn't go right for me today. But I want to let you know something, man, that wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's peace. Show the right, man.
Yeah,
wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's joy. Show the right. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's healing, and that's word. Healing for your soul. Oh, yeah. Yeah, healing for your mind. That's right. And healing for your body. Show you right. So my answer to you is, just flow with the Spirit, man. Yeah, man, just flow with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Move with the Spirit, man. Yeah, yeah, man. And flow on, flow with it. Yeah, just flow with the Spirit, man. Just lay back and think about God's goodness right now.
Coming up with some music, boy. And how many songs do you have in the vault? They just two. We can't count them all, right?
Yeah, I stopped counting. Oh, yeah, I just stopped counting a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Said a long time ago. Yeah. I told you just send them my way, and I said, okay, we need to play this one. Oh, I really like this one. Okay, you're going to get tired of me, but I don't care. But, but no, it. He just has some tunes, and it's just, I can't wait to explore them all. So anybody want to say anything before we head out? Before we
I was going to tell everybody, be safe. You know, trust in God, man. Faith in Him, and let him lead you. Let Him direct you, y'all. And just be encouraged, man. Be strong in the Lord, man, for real. And
right.
Lord willing, to see you all again. Be with you all again on next Friday, same time. And wherever you are, whatever time is on you, man. Like I always say, I'm all up in you and your atmosphere. Yeah, man. So y'all be safe. Love y'all. Y'all be safe. Yeah, man.
Yes. And you, Miss Ann?
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to say I enjoyed the show as always.
Thank you.
And God bless. Bless you all, and y'all have a good night.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And we pray that you enjoyed what we presented this evening on Gullah Soul Music, played from the vault of Lee Alston. And we want to thank you, Lee, and Miss Angie, Mr. Gullah Soul Music, for allowing us to vibe here in your atmosphere from Freeport, Texas, to our minds of your worldwide listeners. Thanks to all of our new countries who have tuned in to the vault. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're always welcome to go back and listen to shows on demand under the blogtalkradio.com Lee Alston Gullah Soul Music, M-U-Z-I-K.
Oh, yeah,
and this
has
been your hostess, Miss Inez. Yes, sir. Owner and fashion designer of Arnaiz Sako Designs, where I can be found on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram under the same name. And we are going to leave you today with Healing Rain. And we are so grateful and thankful for all of you making us a part of your mellow music evening. And we want to wish you a happy new year. And welcome to 2022, where we have a lot for you in store. So may it be prosperous and filled with peace and blessings. Yes.
Yep.
Healing Rain. That's a pretty song. Another one.
Check my vibe out, y'all. Just for 1 minute, close your eyes and maximize the pure thought of blue sky. And every color of the rainbow lives in harmony. That's the way it ought to be. But all we see is color.
We need to be colorblind, seek to find the beauty inside. Because no matter how hard the heart, everyone has a soft part. So let's stop making excuses and start to teach our children where true love begins within. And it doesn't matter what color of skin they're in.
Good rest of your evening. Thank you for joining us, and Gullah Soul on the strength.